the inspiration behind I Got This?
The funny thing with that is, in this industry, I guess, you come across a lot of people who are a little less sincere. So it actually sparked from a conversation. Another artist was kind of like giving me creative like ideas and stuff like that, and the person is not really that creative and kind of run of the mill. So I just was like, don't worry about me, man, I got this. That's actually how the whole hook stemmed and everything. So from there, I just was like, yo, you know what? It's a good song.
Okay, who are some of the guys that you grew up listening to, or girls?
Of course, Biggie, Jay, Big Pun, Cannabis, Lupe Fiasco, Tribe Called Quest, even going back, because I like digging in the crates. I have like a bunch of cousins that do music and the DJ, so they'll play like old school stuff for me, and I'll listen to that. Big Daddy Kane, Rod Digger. I really like lyrical artists. It's the more they can do wordplay, the better it is.
Okay, so let's just take us through your songwriting experience. I mean, you talked about how you had this moment with this mediocre artist who was trying to give you tips, and you're like, no, I got this. Is that kind of like how your music is written, through experience?
Yeah, for the most part. Either I'll get the beat, I have a bunch of producers that are like friends and stuff like that. They'll send me the beat, and I'll just play it, maybe a day. It's really about inspiration. So either the beat would be, it'll come to me right away, and I'll just write to it. But again, it's off of experience, or I'll need a little while to like ride around with it and whatnot, and then I'll be like, you know what, this works for it. Because a lot of beats work like that for me, actually. Like, I won't like them at first, or I won't be so moved by them. Then later on, they start to make sense, and then I just come out with a track and just mix it with an experience. It's perfect.
Okay, I listened to your EP, the New Heights EP, and you're sampling some really interesting stuff in there. You got some violins, I think it's the premiere. Sounds like Etta James at last in the beginning. You're like, what's this song about? And then it gets to something else. So how does the whole sampling and collaboration work for you?
Honestly, the more I like to be in the basis of hip-hop, like hip-hop has to be the core of the whole song, because that's the genre we're in. But then if they can kind of flip it on its head, like you said, like it might have like a different feel to it, or a different type of maybe new sound. I don't think, for the most part, they'll sound so terribly outside of hip-hop, but it'll just be like with a twist. I like to put a little twist into the track. So if a producer, or even myself, if I come across something that I hear that I think will work within hip hop, as far as like heavy drums and the bars for rhythms, stuff like that, then I'll run with it. But then if I can find a way to twist it and give it a new sound at the same time, because you want to evolve it, but not completely change the genre itself.
Okay, so who do you think are the rappers or the musicians that have changed the genre and made it one that you wanted to be a part of?
Honestly, I would say Kanye West. Again, Lupe. Just people that were at the time that I'm in now. And now, as you can see, now being the regular Joe is the new thing. So that's a new thing you gotta come across now, because everyone is throwing on the black frame glasses, and they're like, oh, I'm a regular guy too. And it's like, no. the nerds are kind of taking over, and it's a dope scene now.
Okay, when was the second that you realized that this was something for you? Was there a moment, a song you heard, or just one day you started spitting and you were like, whoa, I can do this? When was that moment?
Yeah, you know what? I had some friends who they owned a studio, and this is a high school, and they just invited me to come through, and I'm at the very core of everything, I'm a writer. So, like, I've always into writing, like, stories and, fiction, nonfiction, whatever the case may be. And I went to the studio, and the dude threw on a beat, just a regular simple beat with a loop, and I started writing to it. And, I spit it for them after I wrote it, and it didn't suck. So from there, I was like, yo, this is it right here. I just love doing it. The rhythms, everything just got me.
Okay, what are your long-term goals? I mean, because right now what label are you on? Are you independent?
I'm independent. 100% independent. My, to be honest, my long-term goals is to then if I get into a situation, you know, where I can go broader, because I've actually spoke to some labels, and the ideas that they have for me at this level and where I have is not, we're not on the same page. So I kind of want to do this the way I want to do it for as long as I can.
Okay, what do you think they see in you, and what do you see in yourself?
I think they see in me the sound. They can see that I get it. They can see that, you know, at least this is what I was told anyway. They can see that I get it, and I know how to have an ear for, like, a record, and I'll say, okay, this is going to be the single, this is going to be the hit, you know, and do it like that. For me, per se, I don't necessarily want to just generate hits. You know, I like good music, and I happen to like music that, you know, would be mainstream. I happen to like that, too, but I also want to bring, I want to keep it as lyrical and hip-hop as I can, you know, and without naming names, you know, I was told, you know, maybe if you can kind of, like, they basically wanted me to dumb it down, you know, so that it could be consumed by a lot of people, you know, the whole big industry thing, and I was like, that's whack. I'm not doing that.
Okay, so who are some of your influences outside of the rap game? Because, I mean, rap, they take a lot from other genres via sampling and things like that, and, you know, you have a lot of guys like Snoop Dogg over the past couple of years that have kind of gotten a little bit more poppy with their sound. So is there anybody that, like, you feel like, oh, if I could collaborate with them, or someone's sound that you really like, that you like to incorporate within your own tunes?
Honestly, right now, the Black Keys. I just think they're just so dope, man. I have this stuff on repeat. I would love to work with them in a heartbeat. And I see they've delved in hip-hop, so hopefully, fingers crossed.
Okay, so what are you doing now as far as, in addition to promoting this new single, I Got This?
Just actually right now I'm recording. I've done a couple of shows. I was in Southwest a few weeks ago. I actually did a show at St. John's University as well. But I really want to, what I'm doing right now is focusing on finishing Audio Arcade, which is the EP that I Got This is off of. And I have very few collaborations. For the most part, it's going to just be all me. And, you know, just getting the beats tight and stuff like that, and coming in and out of the studio. And once that's finished, then I'm just going to go on a full court press as far as promotion and shows and stuff like that. But right now, I'm really focused on getting Audio Arcade, because I want this is going to be the next level. Like, from the few people I let hear it, they just were, like, blown away. So hopefully I can get that across to the masses.
All right, there's that famous cliche, you know, true success is yourself with the volume turned way up. What do you think you need to turn up in order to get to, like, where you want to be?
You know, that's a good question. I think about this all the time. I think, honestly, what I need to turn up is my presence. People need to see and meet me more, because, like, to be honest, like, I am just a regular dude. Like, most of my fans, you know, I talk to on a regular. Like, I actually engage with them, and we go back and forth, and we talk about stuff outside of hip-hop more than we do about music. And, you know, and I'm, at the end of the day, when people see that, they can connect with that. And I was like, yo, this is a regular guy, and I, you know, hip-hop is my job. So I think when people see that, they'll be cool. I'm not into the too cool for school stuff, gimmicky things. I'm not with that.
Is there anything else that you want to say about your music and what you're all about for people that haven't heard you before, or maybe this is the first time they've ever heard of you?
Yo, my music is about hip-hop, having fun, you know, and just this wordplay, and it really represents everybody, you know. When I say I got this, and when I do songs like that, it's really for the listener to personify with it. So, like, you can take it anywhere, either outside of hip-hop, you know, maybe playing sports, whatever you're doing, it's for everybody. So I think for the most part, you know, if they give it a listen, they're gonna find something in an EP or in a mixtape that they'll like and they'll connect with.